This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com/contact. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written over 50 Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. At the Facebook page, we have links to African language Bibles that you can read online. That's found at our Facebook page, facebook.com/gospel2africa. The broadcast today is about the biblical concept of sowing and reaping, or as we would say these days, planting seed and harvesting. Most of the Bible was originally written to those living in an agrarian farming society, people familiar with working the land, managing livestock, and raising crops. Many of the parables of Jesus involved the farming life, but Jesus was drawing the analogy to sowing being the things that we do in life, what we invest our time and money into, while reaping is the consequence or the result of those lifestyle choices that we make. Not surprisingly, then, the Bible contains many references to sowing and reaping, and here are some of the principles we learn. Sowing and reaping is a law of the natural world. On the third day of creation, God commanded the earth to bring forth plants bearing seed and fruit with seed in it. Genesis 1:12. These plants were then given to man for food. Ever since the beginning, man has understood the process of sowing and reaping and has applied it to his benefit. God uses the law of sowing and reaping to give His blessing, which comes generally to the whole world, and He sends sun and rain to the just and the unjust. Jesus said in Matthew 5:45, "Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. In that way you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven, for He gives His sunlight to both the evil and the good, and He sends rain on the just and the unjust alike." God warned Israel that if they forsook Him and pursued idols, the law of sowing and reaping would be suspended and their crops would fail, Leviticus 26. This happened to disobedient Judah on a couple of occasions, Jeremiah 12, Micah 6. Sowing and reaping is also a law of the spiritual world. It is more than just an agricultural principle. It is an axiom of life that we reap what we sow. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7 says, "Do not be fooled." That means deceived or mistaken. You cannot cheat or mock or make a fool of God. People harvest only what they plant. They reap what they sow. These are natural consequences to our actions. The world operates under the law of cause and effect. There is no way around that. Every time we choose an action, we also choose the consequences of that action. Sowing and reaping implies a wait. Nothing good grows overnight. The farmer must be patient in order to see the fruit of his labors. When the Bible likens the ministry to planting, watering, and reaping, as in 1 Corinthians 3:6, It suggests a length of time. God will bring forth fruit to his glory in his time. Until then, we faithfully labor in his field, Matthew 9:38, knowing that at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up, see Galatians 6:9. We reap in the same way, in the same manner to what we sow. Those who plant apple seed should expect to harvest apples. Those who sow anger should expect to receive what anger naturally produces. Galatians 6:8 says, whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Living a life of sensual pleasure and sin, and expecting to inherit eternal life in heaven, is akin to planting cockleburrs and waiting for roses. This principle works both positively and negatively. The one who sows righteousness reaps a sure reward, Proverbs 11. But whoever sows injustice reaps calamity, Proverbs 22. We reap in the same extent or degree to what we sow. The rule is, the more seed planted, the more fruit harvested. We reap more than what we sow. In other words, the law of sowing and reaping is related to the law of multiplication. Jesus spoke of seed that brought forth 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown, Matthew 13:8. One grain of wheat produces a whole head of grain. In the same way, one little lie can produce an out-of-control frenzy of falsehoods, fallacies, and fictions. Hosea 8:7 tells us they have planted the wind and will harvest the whirlwind. The stalks of grain wither and produce nothing to eat, and even if there is any grain, foreigners will eat it. Now, positively, one kind deed can result in a blessing to last a lifetime. Sowing and reaping is used as a metaphor for death and resurrection. When Paul discusses the doctrine of the resurrection of the body, he uses the analogy of planting a seed to illustrate physical death. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Apostle Paul writes, "It is the same with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable. What is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body." A seed may die when it falls to the ground, but that is not the end of its life, John 12:24. What kind of seeds are you planting in your life, friend? Seeds that are sins of the flesh, is that what you're planting? Or are you laying up treasures in heaven? Have you surrendered the control of your life to Jesus, confessing your sins and repenting before God? I urge you to trust in Jesus Christ for your eternal salvation today. Romans chapter 10 says, "If you acknowledge and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, recognizing his power, authority, and majesty as God, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes in Christ as Savior, resulting in his justification," that is, being made righteous, being freed of the guilt of sin and being made acceptable to God, "and with the mouth he acknowledges and confesses his faith openly, resulting in and confirming his salvation." I am going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Today I'm going to be featuring some excerpts of listener mail letters that you, our listeners, have written in to Vision for Christ. We have mail from the countries of Ghana, Kenya, Nigeria, and Zambia this time. From Gambia, a listener writes, "Really, I am very grateful for your inspired program, Vision for Christ, which many of us have relied on for our eternal salvation. This broadcast has also helped many lost souls to find their way to Christ, and we really appreciate your efforts in winning souls for Christ." Well, thank you very much for that. It's a pleasure to serve the Lord. Another person from Ghana writes, "Thank you very much for such a wonderful program, Vision for Christ. I have been listening for some time now, and I thank the Almighty for giving you such a vision to win souls for Him. May God richly bless you for all that you are. Keep up the wonderful work for Christ." A listener from Kenya now writes, "Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I will keep on praying for each of you in your ministry, and I believe that you will also keep on praying for us." Well, that's true. We are, and we will. "I praise the Lord for you always being there for all of us. The Almighty has used you to help me be saved." We are so grateful to hear that. Another Kenyan writing, "I would like to thank you for the program through Radio East Africa, through your program. I would also like to ask you to pray for our country and all the families here. I hope you will continue to air your program for many months to come." Well, that is certainly our hope, too. And as God provides, we shall do so. And yes, we do pray for all of our listeners in each of the countries. Here's someone from Mombasa, Kenya. "Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior. May the Almighty God bless your radio ministry for preaching the good news to our country." And here's a letter from a Nigerian. "Pastor Tim Taylor, greetings in Jesus' name, the soon coming King. Your program on Radio Africa is a great blessing to me and many Nigerians. I do listen to you every week and know more about the way to God. I need to grow more in the Word of God to help me. I also need your help in this time with Boko Haram that we do face the evil daily, the killings. I was also beaten seriously and rushed to the hospital for 3 months and lost my 4 daughters, and over 3,500 books were burnt and destroyed in my library and 7 study Bibles. And friends, I just want to say, for the violence wherever it occurs across Africa, but I know this particular gentleman dealing with the Boko Haram terrorists in Nigeria, we do pray for these violent, awful situations aimed against Christian believers. And we are there with you in spirit all the time. Another Nigerian writes, "Greetings to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I learned about your radio program through my pastor, and it has touched so many souls, including mine." A Zambian writes, "Greetings to you, and I'm hoping that you are well, and we are fine too. We love to listen to Vision for Christ, and I want to let you know that I have repented of my sins, and I encourage others to do the same and to listen to your powerful radio broadcasts." Well, that's about all the time we have for letters this week. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is slightly changed to make it easier for you to write to us. It is gospel2africa.com/contact. And that works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to our past programs, current ones, and future ones. We also have internet website links to African Language Bibles at our Facebook page, which is found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life, and if you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com/contact, and that is gospel2africa.com. Our Facebook page, once again, is facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. Galatians 6:7 blesses us with this: "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. He will not allow himself to be ridiculed nor treated with contempt, nor allow his precepts to be scornfully set aside. For whatever a man sows, this and only this is what he will reap.